Welcome to Maseches Ksubis, Paraches Mishnah Ches, Chapter 8, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah begins. Lo yoyma lo, the Yavam, the brother of the deceased husband, is not permitted to say to the widow, Hare Ksubasech Munachas ala Shulchan. Behold, here is your Ksuba, and it is placed upon the table. That means to say that here is the cash value of your Ksuba. And he does that because he wants to now sell all the properties that he's inheriting from his deceased brother. Halachas is not allowed to do that. El kon nechasav achrein leksuba. All the properties are mishubed. They are subservient to the ksuba, and therefore he has no permission to sell them. Similarly, says the Mishnah Vechein, Layomer Adam Leishtai, a person should not tell to his wife, Hari ksuba seich munachas ala shochan. Here is the money for ksuba on the table. El rather kon nechasav achrein leksuba. All of the properties stand as collateral for the ksuba. We had previously in the fourth parak, the Shimon ben Shetach instituted that in the ksuba it's written that the husband's properties are all in all there, if not needed, for to pay for the money of the ksuba. Says the Mishnah, Gersha, let's say the Yavam, the brother of the deceased, divorced the Yavama after, so he did Yavam, he married her, and then he divorces her. Ein lo ksubasa, all she gets is the money of the ksuba, and then he could sell the rest of the properties that he inherited from his brother. However, as long as he's still married to her, he cannot sell those properties. Hechzir, what happens if the brother of the deceased divorced her and then married her after he divorced her, but before she had a chance yet to collect the ksuba? Harehi kechalanish nashim, then she remains like all women. The halacha is that if, let's say, a person remarries a woman that he divorced, it's with the intent of everything to do with the previous ksuba. Veila ksuba sabavad, she only gets the ksuba that was written for her deceased husband. And all the property that of the inheritance go to the go towards the ksuba as well, in case she needs it. The Gemara just adds one more layer to this, and that is that the Mishnah is teaching us that if she never collected her ksuba before he remarried her, she doesn't get an additional ksuba from the Yavam. Rather, the original ksuba that was written by her deceased husband, that's what happens. And therefore, because of that, her new husband, second time married him, can't sell the stuff because it's still considered collateral for the money of the ksuba. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.